You know, all of a sudden, on Ash Wednesday, we crave that bacon, or we crave the things that all the other days we don't crave for. And I remember when I was in Vietnam, we didn't have the tradition of giving up something for Lent. It's what already built in for us at the church. Like during Lent, we would do the Stations of the Cross every day in the evening, and people would go to missions. There would be priests coming to give missions all the time. So the spiritual practices of Lent had been built in inside the church and the parish life for us. When I came to America, my first Lent in America, all of a sudden I heard my friend said, "What do you give up for Lent?" And I didn't know. I didn't know what to give up for Lent. So I asked them, "What do you usually give up for Lent?" So they said, "I give up pops." Yes, I'm from Kansas. We call Coke pops. So I give up pops, or I give up chocolate. And so for the longest time ever, I thought that every Lent I'm supposed to give up pops and give up chocolate. And I remember, but why do I give up pops and chocolate? When I, back in those days, we didn't have a lot of money to buy chocolates, even in America. And I didn't like chocolate that much. I know, ladies, don't kill me. Yes, so I did. Yes, I gave up chocolates and I gave up pops, which was somewhat hard, but it was not a really an integral things that I drink every day anyway. So I did like what everyone else did, give up pops and chocolate for Lent. And for the longest time ever, that's what I thought I was supposed to do for Lent, give up pops and chocolate. But then when I went to the seminary, I was taught that, yes, just don't give up pops and chocolate because everyone else is doing it. Find a way that is personally and intimately for you and I to give up something or take on something that would deepen our love for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what this means to live the Lenten spirit, not to give up everything else that everyone is doing and do the same old routine over and over again without understanding why. We have heard that in the first reading today, the first reading from the prophet Joel, that we are to return to the Lord with our whole heart and render our hearts, not our garments. So just don't do the things without meanings, but to do everything and to say everything with meanings, with sacrificial love, with the debt to ourselves, to our agenda, to our life, so that the Lord might be all in all. And what else are we asked to do during Lent? It's to seek His mercy, to seek His mercy and to savor His mercy. For we have all sins, the responsorial Psalms have reminded us. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. And how do we seek God's mercy? It's to reconcile with Him. To be reconciled with Him. For behold, St. Paul reminds us in the second reading, now at the acceptable time. He didn't say back in the past or in the future. Now at the acceptable time. So it is also an invitation for us to seek the sacraments of reconciliation. To be reconciled with God, for the church asks us to confess our sins at least once a year, even if we have no mortal sins. To confess our sins once a year so that we may taste that sweetness, that love from God. For today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. And hence, it leads us toward the gospel reading today, where we are being reminded that our words and our actions are not being done or being said for the sake of other people. They're being done and said because we love God, and our Father who sees in secret will repay us. So as we begin this Lent, the church teaches and reminds us that during the season of Lent, we are to take up the three spiritual exercises by fasting, by prayer, and almsgiving. May we get deeper and closer to God with our words and our actions, because fasting had no meaning without prayer, and prayer had no meaning and no sacrificial love until we give a part of ourselves to other people in almsgiving. May those things strengthen our faith, and may we fall in love with God during this Lenten season more, so that when the resurrection comes, we will have a new life in Him, a new love, a new fervor, a new strength in Him who loves us from the beginning.